Psalms 40, verse 1. Okay, I know you are waiting patiently for the word. Patiently. It's going to be a simple message. I love simple and powerful messages. Message that you can understand and see yourself through the message, through the word, and also be able to put into practice. It's good. That's why I love when we have like equipping school, we have our life groups, we have time for us to be able to study the word. It's really good. On Sundays we have, no, be patient. Sometimes people go, you know, the time is running. So be patient, because see what happened? Because our patience, because we are waiting for the Holy Spirit to move, He moved. How can the Holy Spirit move if your heart is like, no, like this, and your mind, thoughts and everything? So we need to, you know, we need time to slow down. We need time to close our eyes and praise Him, worship Him, sing the songs and sing in spirit. We need time. So we need to do something. And He's waiting for us patiently. And then we are there waiting for Him to move, and it's a perfect thing. Then He moves. Amen. I love the Holy Spirit. He's moving. We are waiting. I was preaching on a revival. Revival is in us. So we are waiting with patience to see the great revival. But we don't stop doing things. We believe and we are seeking that. And it's already happening. But it's going to be even greater than this. Much greater. Amen. So Psalms 40, verse 1 says, I wait patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. I'll stop here. I waited patiently. Amplified version says, patiently and expectantly for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. So can you close your eyes, please? I'll feel like praying now. So Lord Jesus, I thank you so much for your word. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for everything you have done in this place until now. But I know there's something else. I know the word will touch our hearts, will help us to understand things and situations in our lives. Thank you, Lord, because the anointed word, only one anointed word can change our lives if we receive and put in our hearts. And also put into practice in our lives. So thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to have the word in our hands, in our lips, and in our hearts. We are expecting to receive from you, Lord. I don't want to say my words. I don't want to say what I want. I want to just follow you, Holy Spirit, and speak your word. I just want to amplify your voice. Whatever you speak inside of me, I want to amplify. Because I also want to receive, Lord. So thank you so much, Lord, for this morning. And I thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. So I was reading this scripture. I waited patiently for the Lord. And He turned to me. He was waiting patiently. So and He turned and heard my cry. So something happened. David asked the Lord for something. David was crying out. David was praising. David was asking something to the Lord. Because he said, and then after that, he was waiting. But you know, I don't know how long it took to the Lord to answer him. But you know, He answers us. When we talk to the Lord, He hears us. He hears us. This is the confidence we need to have in Him. Because if you don't trust that when you pray, He hears you, why? You keep praying. Because prayer is us talking to the Lord. We are talking to the Lord. And I'm not really religious. I don't I know there's many kinds of prayer, of course. Yeah? But I'm not that religious that I need to do something. I need to bow down on my knees. I like to do that. I like to pray here myself out loud. But you can pray. You can pray all the time. You can talk to the Lord. You can fellowship. You can relate with the Lord, like speaking to Him, asking Him. But if you don't have confidence, I'm going to read this scripture. 1 John 5. You probably know, most of you know. 1 John 5:14 says, "This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will," it's anything according to His will. Amplified version says, "that is consistent with His plan and purpose." So don't you can, I can ask anything to the Lord. Though just be careful, because the word says you can ask anything according to His will. Because some people are asking questions or asking the Lord for things that is not God's will at all. It's not according to His word or according to Him. I know people asking things like bad things to the Lord, like to take advantage. Take advantage. So He won't answer. If I read the different way, so if I have confidence in approaching Him, and if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. He hears us. So if you read differently, that if we ask anything that's not according to His will, He probably won't hear you. And He hears you, and probably He's going to teach you first. The answer won't be the one you want. But if His will, His purpose, His plan is according to the Word, He hears us, church. So you need that confidence to ask Him. This is the first point. You need to get that revelation. God is hearing us. He's inclining His ears. He's okay, what are you saying? You know why? Because it is important for Him. It is important for Him. Oh no, Pastor, I don't have anything important to ask the Lord. I would like just to see my kids coming, visiting me, or like we have family visiting. No, that's not important for you. There's so many things, there's wars, there's this, like so many sickness and disease, people dying, people fighting, people. No, it is important. Whatever you have in your heart to ask the Lord, which is according to His word, it is important for Him. But the thing is, after we ask the Lord, after we put before Him, after we cry out, after we pray, after we ask Him, after, you know, like David was doing, we have to wait. Not everything in our lives, it's going to be like a miracle, boom, right away. Yes, we can pray for healing, and that's it, boom, miracle happens. You can pray for provision, and boom, somebody throw a package full of money, and whoo, right away. You can, yeah, things happen. Miracles happen. Things that is not natural. No, this is not natural. Oh, fix your knee, it's not natural. I need surgery. No, the only way it's surgery is not, no, not, that's the way. And we have people here, or person here that got healed supernaturally, which is a miracle because it's against the natural law. Everything is against the natural law. It's supernatural. And that happens. Miracles happen. But today the Lord is just asking us to just be patient. Like David said, I waited patiently. Patiently is the fruit of the Spirit. Patience is the fruit of the Spirit. So this is the waiting time. If you want to type this message, waiting time. But how we should wait for something. This is the most important thing. We must learn to wait with the right attitude. Because for almost everything in our life, we have to wait. We have to get mature. We have to learn first. We have to grow first. Then we receive. And then again, it's the natural thing. If you take the natural thing, it's like the kids. They are growing. They are growing naturally, little by little. In every step, every year of their life, they are going to do something different. They are growing. They are getting more responsibilities. Then we give more for them to do. And we teach more things to them. Then they are learning and growing. And little by little. When we just throw a seed on the ground. In the ground. We put there in the ground. We have to wait. To wait. We have to water. We have to do things and wait for that seed. It's important for that seed to die, to start germinating. Then we wait and comes out of the ground and grows, and the fruits will come. So it takes time. We have to wait. See, simple message. Keep thinking about that. And one important thing, this when it says the seed has to die, we have to kill. There's so many things has to die in our lives. That's why I believe it's important to wait. And the Lord is waiting for the right time. Because things has to die in our lives. Thoughts has to die. Things from our past has to die. Then we'll start growing in the Lord. It takes time. Hebrews 6, verse 12 says, "We do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised." So waiting time, this period of time we are waiting before prayer and the answer, the prayer request and the God's answer and the manifestation of that, we need to walk and we need to develop patience in our lives. So through faith and patience. Then you say, "I know, Pastor." So keep going because I know that. But I know you know. But if the Lord is sharing this with us this morning, it's because not everybody knows, or maybe you know and you are not put into practice. People come to me and say, "No, oh, Pastor, I have no problem. I'm not worrying about anything. I don't have anxiety in my life. I'm not anxious about anything." But when they start speaking, we see that there's no patience. No, it's for tomorrow. I'm praying, Pastor. I'm praying. I'm waiting for almost 1 year. This message is not for you, okay, Alex? I'm waiting for 2 years, Pastor. I'm praying. Nothing happens. No, he didn't say that. No, I said, "Alex, she's coming. Calm down." No, we are praying, and people come to me and say, "Pastor, I'm praying. Nothing's happening." See, that's not patient. Or maybe not confident that the Lord is hearing and the Lord is answering already. But takes time to be prepared to receive the blessing or the answer of the prayer. So this is simple, through faith and patience. If you go 15, it says, "So after waiting patiently, Abraham received what was promised." After waiting patiently. 25 years. The promise, Sarah is going to give your son. Okay, he was 75 years old. That was the first miracle. First miracle, 75 years old. "Lord, I receive." It's a miracle. And I love to say, I always remember when I'm talking about waiting, you know, or waiting time and stuff like this, I like to remember what God put in my heart. So he showed Abraham the stars, the sand on the beach. Because every time he was kind of thinking, "Oh no, I don't know." And doubt start coming to his mind, to his thoughts. And then, or maybe not being so much patient. So, Lord, it's taking like 5 years and nothing happened. 10 years, nothing is happening, Lord. I'm losing my patience. And the Lord probably kicked him out of the tent and said, go outside. And he looked up. Oh, yes, the promise, the stars. And then took 25 years to Sarah to give birth to Isaac. But if you go to Isaac's life, he got the wife from the Lord, Rebecca. You say Rebecca in English? Rebecca. Again. So he could say, Lord, I lose my patience with you because I was waiting for the wife. I was crying out for a wife. I was praying. I was crying. I was begging. But the Bible doesn't say begging, but he was there like, Lord, I want a wife. And then you sent to me a wife. And now, how can I perpetuate? No, it's going to be Ishmael to do that or me? The Lord said, no, it's you because the promise is in you. So took him, I think Genesis 20, 25 or something around there says that he was 60 years old when Rebecca gave birth. So 20 years waiting. How many years Joseph was waiting? Joseph got a promise. He saw himself in that dream, and he saw the father, the brothers bowing down before him. But he thought, okay, that's gonna happen. Sell me. If you sell me as a slave, then next week you'll see. No, not next week. Took at least 15 years. But he was being prepared for that moment. I believe if 1 year later, if everything happened in Egypt, and the parents and the father and the brothers come to see him, I don't think he was prepared to forgive them. To forgive them. He was being prepared. God was teaching him. God was preparing him and putting him in different levels of relationship with him, and also in Egypt to be able to do what he did. Amen. So the first thing is we have to wait with the right attitude. The second one is I've heard that. So if I have a promise, like people talking to me, and I say, no, I have a promise. I'm praying. I believed. And it's not happening. And some people, trust me, some people feel bad because they feel like lack of faith. But I hear people say, no, I trust in the Lord. I believe in His promise. It's hard. I'm fighting. I'm meditating. I'm studying. I'm seeking Him. Just wait. We'll come. But some Christians think it's just, it's not happening in his life, in her life. I think it's lack of faith. If you have faith, you should receive right away. No, why? Miracles happen. Faith is important. Yes, there's so many reasons that you need faith and boom, right away, manifest in your life. But I was talking about Abraham. I was talking about all of them. Isaac, Joseph, Peter, John, they walked with Jesus for a while, learning time. Or situations in our lives that we are waiting for, people waiting for a new job. Sometimes they come to me, Lord, I believe for a new job. I believe. But the Lord is saying, no, okay, keep believing. Now it's time to wait. Now it's time to get prepared. God is preparing that place for you to go. Because if you go before, it's going to be a problem for you. You know my testimony. I've tried to come to Canada before 2012. Thank God didn't work. But when I came and I understood and was patient, waiting for His time. It's a waiting time. So, Lord, I trust in your promise. Lord, I'm going to wait at the right, with the right attitude, not doubting, not saying, murmuring, not cursing you, Lord, or speaking death. No, I'm waiting, declaring the word, studying the word, meditating the word, working, saving money, doing whatever you put in my heart to do. But I believe in the promise. Took me longer than I thought, but it couldn't be better, because when it came was the right time to everything to happen. The door opened to me. If I was here before, I couldn't stay here. Oh, yes, you could. Of course, God would go. It wasn't the right time. So we need to understand God's timing. And he's telling us again. I was talking a little bit about this like a few weeks ago. That's why I said, Lord, this is supposed to be very important for the church. Because you want me to say and preach about that again. We are waiting for this church to grow. I was, sorry guys, but I was complaining sometimes. You know, oh, it's hard to make the church grow. Oh, it's hard. It's difficult. Oh, people coming, people leaving, So sometimes, Lord, when this church, I believe I learned. Not now, before. Because it takes time. When he said, no, you can just grow, but you won't be prepared to grow. If you are not prepared to grow, to receive new members, to receive new people with new problems, to have more people helping, supporting, prepared to ministry, prepared to take care, prepared to donate, prepared to give, prepared. So at the right time, we are growing. We have a membership class after church. We're supposed to have, I don't know, because some people are not here today. But it's supposed to have more than 20, 23, 25 people. Many people got saved. They are not here. Many people moved to other cities. So we are getting prepared. We are seeking the Lord. We are believing in the move of the Spirit. We are waiting for the Lord patiently. Because we know He's going to do. We know what He's going to do through this church. Not through me and through you. Through all of us. It's a team. It's a family. So we are waiting patiently. Don't give up waiting. So it's not lack of faith. If it is lack of faith, and that's why you were declaring things that you shouldn't declare, then you have to fix that in your life. But if you are saying, no, Pastor, no. I keep believing the promise. I won't give up believing. I'm studying. I have all the promise. I'm repeating because faith comes by hearing. I'm repeating. I'm declaring. I want this word coming from here to my heart to be rhema in my life. I'm doing what's right. I'm serving. No. So just wait patiently. We'll come at the right time. At the right time. Because, you know, people say, if you are waiting for too long, like I thought, I can tell you, I thought it was, oh, Lord, maybe I have no faith for this. Maybe it's not me to go to Canada. Maybe because it's taking too long. See, no, actually, I've heard from different people in our church, in the ministry say, you know, you are encouragement. Your process of being trained and prepared to go to Canada is encouraging us to believe in our dreams, in God's dreams for our lives. So people from outside was seeing the opposite. Some people say, oh, Pastor Dels has no faith. No, it's taking too long. Won't happen. I think it's lack of faith. Oh, and the other side was saying, no, oh, I can see faith. Because you have to exercise faith every day of your life to believe in the promise. Can you imagine Abraham believing every day for 25 years? That is faith. Not giving up. He was completely sure about the promise. He said, no, there's no way it's going to happen. That is faith. So the waiting time is not because you have no faith, but waiting time is like building up yourself. It's like building faith in you. Doesn't matter the circumstance of your life, you keep believing in the promise. If God showed you something that you go to Asia, to ministry in Chinese. You have to learn Chinese now. You know, that is going to happen. But you can say, I could go right now and somebody translate to me. But the Lord wants you to go to places that there's no translation. So then you need time of preparation to learn. Time of preparation. Remember? Time of preparation is not wasting of time. It's really important. It's when we are developing our faith. And that's very important. So if you are waiting for that promise, if you are waiting for what God put in your heart like 10 years ago, don't give up. Because, you know, you are exercising faith every day. Because when you go, or when you start doing something, you will see, you will be stronger than you could imagine. Now I know is the Lord. Now I know is the Lord. The Lord told me, so I'll bring you to Canada. I'm sending you to Canada to be a pastor. I couldn't be anything else in Canada. I couldn't be anything else because he called me to be a pastor. So why me? So many people in Brazil speaking English. But it was me. That's why it took so long. Why? No faith? No, I was believing every day. But I was working. I was taking care of my family. I had a job before. Okay, I don't care about the job God will provide to me. What about my secretaries? What about the other dentists? What about people we were supporting? What about the missionaries we were supporting? Easy. Just, okay, come on. I don't care about you. I have a promise. No, he was preparing us little by little. So when I had to stop doing things or finding jobs for the secretaries, I was kind of organizing my life to be able to fulfill God's dreams for me. I was waiting and I was building up faith. So this is a good thing. When you are waiting for something, at the right time will come, but the right way will come at the right time. Right way. So don't worry. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. One verse in James 1. I like this verse. James 1, 2 and 4. I always like to read this one. James 1, verse 2 says, consider it pure joy, brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, before you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. So, waiting time is the time for you to become mature. It's time for you to develop perseverance in your life. Patience, fruit of the Spirit. It's time for that, church, to you to grow strong. The Bible says, so testing of our faith have been tested every day. Every day you have to exercise faith. Every day we have situations coming around your life. Then you need to exercise faith. Waiting for something. I'm waiting for my husband to be saved. I'm waiting for my wife to change her behavior. I'm waiting for my, you know, work on that. Salvation will come. Your marriage will be restored. God will bring you guys together. Keep persevering. Those situations cannot stop you because you walk by faith. And you are doing what's supposed to do. Now just wait because God is doing what He's supposed to do in that person's heart. Give time to the Lord. Waiting time. We are also giving time to God to do what He has to do. God has to be now. Now. Go. No, we don't. No. We can pray. We can ask. We were talking about that last night. Yeah, we have confidence to ask the Lord. But wait. Give Him time. If you have no patience, you have to develop patience because God has His own time. There is time for everything on this earth. Ecclesiastes 3 talks about that. There's time for everything. Everything. God told me I'll become a great preacher. Yes. Keep waiting. Keep waiting and keep preparing yourself. Keep let God prepare you, help you prepare yourself, because you will be a great preacher. You will be a great missionary. You will be whatever God said you are going to be. It's taking too long to have finances to go to university. I'm giving up. We have someone from this church. I don't know her age, but I know she's almost grandma. And she's studying now. She was waiting. Lack of faith? No, she was believing. But the circumstances were sure. God said, no, now it's time for you to do, now it's time for you to get married. Now it's time for you to take care of your kid. Now it's time for you. Now it's time for you to study. And she's doing. Because she had no faith? No, because she was believing every day. Now she's studying. It's the opposite. I love when it says that. So we let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete. You won't think you are mature, okay? Don't worry. You won't think I'm mature. If you come to me, Pastor, I'm mature, I'm good enough, so I'll go. Most of the time, you feel like, no, it's not time, God. But God says, you know, you are persevering. You are believing every day. So you are waiting patiently this whole season, this time, the waiting of time. So now it's time for you. Now I believe you are mature and you are complete to do this, to fulfill this season. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. And you know, when we do things before the time, it's dangerous. No, even in Galatians talks about the kids. They have the inheritance from their parents. But they're still in the position of the laborers, the workers. Because they didn't receive yet, they have, but they didn't receive. Because it's not the time for them. The prodigal son, he received his inheritance before the time he's supposed to receive. And he wasted everything. No knowledge, no understanding, no preparation, no faith, no... So he lost. God is protecting us, church. If you are waiting patiently in the Lord, it's because he hears you and he's going to do for you, but he's just waiting for the right time because he's protecting you. Okay? He's protecting you. There's one word that no faith people knows this word in Mark 11, 23 and 24. Truly, I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, go, throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in their heart, but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them. So it's very important. You don't have? Yeah. Mark 11, 23. It's very important what you say. It's very important not to doubt in your heart. Doubt is something that doesn't please the Lord. So if you don't doubt, if you say what's right, so your confession is so important. You know, sometimes we confess something. Sometimes we declare something. And the mountain just go right away to the sea. That's it. Okay, I don't want you to be confused. Like, oh, pastor doesn't believe in confession, in miracles and things happening already, right away. No, today I'm preaching about praying and waiting for the Lord for the answer. When that happens. So here, the verse 24 says, therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it. Received it, and it will be yours. And I like to say that this, you can teach this, no? Rema teachers, they teach Mark 11 forever. But one thing calls my attention, especially in English, is really clear to me. So whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it. It's yours. You have received it. It's yours. If you ask, believing, According to the word of God, he hears you. And he gives you. It's yours. Faith. Faith is now. So I will believe won't happen. No. Faith is now. Because if you don't believe now, won't happen in the future. So when you believe now, so okay, Lord, yes, this is what I have in my heart. I'm asking you this. I'm praying for this. I'm expecting for that. Thank you, Lord, for... No, it's now. You have to believe now. But it says, and it will be yours. Future tense. And I'm calling your attention because of this. Sometimes the mountains just right away. The manifestation happens right away. But what I'm talking today through the Spirit is when we pray and we believe, we receive, but we don't see the manifestation right away. We need to wait. And that waiting time, it's important for us to grow, church. This is encouragement for you. If you are not, don't give up believing. If you are still waiting for something, waiting the right way, confessing the word, believing in the word, will come. Will come. There's a story. Probably most of you know this story. The caterpillar. You know that story? The caterpillar. A boy was watching a caterpillar, and it's stopped and then and start building a cocoon, and he was watching that. Took a long time to finish building that, and then he was observing that. Said, "Oh, I want to see the butterfly comes out of there. I want to see." And he was watching every day, and one day he saw a tiny hole, and he saw the new butterfly trying to get out of that cocoon. Was so hard. You never heard that story? Okay, good. Was so hard to get out of that cocoon. And he was observing, like waiting. And finally he got an idea. I'll get a scissors and I'll make a little bigger. And he went there. And he opened the way the butterfly could get out of the cocoon. And the butterfly came out and fell. And was a big, like big body, swollen, big body, and a small and dry wings. And he was waiting. Now it's going to grow. I'm waiting for the butterfly to fly. I want to see the colors of the wing and everything. Never happened. For a whole life, that butterfly had a shrink wings and a big body and couldn't fly. Just crawling. What's it, Leo? Crawling. Until die. Never, ever was able to fly. And then he was at the mother was asking the teacher. The teacher, my son, what happened? And he said, you know, he accelerated the process. And that killed the butterfly. Because, you know, when it's the hole is really tiny and the butterfly forces and exercises produce some enzymes. Enzymes. And produce something. And also squeeze the body. And the fluid is in the body. The big one he saw. It goes. It's getting out the little hole. So goes and then it goes to the wings. And the fluid was in the body. Goes to the wings. And then it's done to fly. It's good to fly. So he just accelerated the process. The guy wasn't patient. He did something that trying to help, but he couldn't help at all. He couldn't help. He just accelerated something, a process. So don't try to accelerate your process. Don't try to say, okay, Lord, you know, if you are not doing my way, I'm going to accelerate this process. It's not good, church. It's better to you to develop patience than you try to do something that the God doesn't want you to do. Don't try to accelerate, because we have so many people, like people that got married, people that got into the ministry, people that, mothers that have had kids, fathers that was like teenager having kids. We have so many situations like that because they just accelerate the process. Now they are not mature enough and they cannot handle that. And there takes a long time to fix that. So let's wait for God's timing. It's the perfect one, church. Then we are not rushing. We are waiting for the Lord patiently. Patiently. Because He's going to do everything He has promised us to do. Everything. Whatever is the promise you have in your life. Whatever is the promise we have in the scripture. Belongs to you. Wait for the right time. Don't take the scissor and go and open the hole. Don't jump in if you're not prepared. Because if you jump in, we have ministers that fell because they are not prepared. They are overwhelmed because they didn't develop patience, faith, perseverance, whatever it is. We have parents that cannot run, cannot deal with their kids or teaching the kids, or they are divorced because they got married so early because something happened and the child came. You know what happened? And then they cannot, like, I had a patient. She got pregnant with 12 years old. Patricia's patient, 12. The baby came, she was 13. And the concerning of the doctor was because she wasn't prepared inside. Her organs wasn't prepared. It was difficult, but she's okay. Just accelerating the process. Sometimes when you do that, we won't experience the best that the Lord has prepared for us. Amen. So to experience the best, we need to wait patiently for the Lord. Amen? I'm done. Just a reminder for you guys. Amen? So can you stand up, please? It's, hallelujah.